This is the truth about Hyperliquid.
We're going to reveal some crazy facts about Hyperliquid that you need to know about.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing the truth about Hyperliquid, which is one of the hottest projects in all of crypto.
Hyperliquid has really emerged onto the scene as of late. Like, you go on Twitter, X, type in the ticker hype, and it's everywhere. It's just like littering your feed with it. I wonder why, which is why we had to create this episode, because look, is this the start of a new multi-$100 billion market cap product, or is this all hype and there's no substance?
Yeah, it's always interesting when you see a crypto project come out of seemingly nowhere and launch and immediately be in the top 25 by market cap.
Yeah.
Like at time of recording, we have Hype, the token, with an $8 billion market cap, $25 billion fully diluted. It's around the 22nd ranked coin. That is high. Like, that is the highest debut of any coin I've seen since like Arbitrum, right? Yeah. So this is majorly, you know, there's gonna be a lot of puns in this episode, majorly hyped up. But it is solving, it's solving a problem that many, many projects have tried to solve and no one's really solved it. The problem is the difference between centralized exchanges and decentralized exchanges, right? On the one hand, you have centralized exchanges. We've all, you know, if you use Binance, you use Coinbase, you use BitGet.
Better be using BitGet.
You should be using BitGet, of course. Our referral link in the description. If you use a centralized exchange, they have all the tokens, all the liquidity. So when you're buying and selling, you're not losing out on a lot of your sales. It's easy to use. You can do leverage trading. They have great charts where you can do your own charting. It simply makes trading easy.
It does.
But then you have decentralized exchanges, which have access to smaller coins where you can get a little bit crazier. There's on-chain verification where you actually own your assets. It's all tracked. There's different things and there's a lot of advantages to decentralized exchanges. No one has solved making the middle. It's like, take all the best. Many people have said they've done it. We took all, I've seen this on websites 50 times.
When I was reading the website, I was going blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we've taken all the best parts of a centralized exchange and we've taken all the best parts of a decentralized exchange into one super product. So that's why Hyperliquid has such a high market cap, is because maybe they are the one, the chosen one, to bring balance to the force and actually make that one product that is the best of all worlds, a decentralized exchange, a centralized exchange. So today's episode, we're gonna check it out and we're gonna make a conclusion. Is it worth the hype?
I mean, look, it is pretty interesting because you're right. Like, if you go on to Uniswap, which is considered a decentralized exchange, in MetaMask, the complexity and dealing with slippages and not really, so if you go to swap a token, it'll just say like how much you're gonna get. And then they'll be like this massive price impact. The great thing about these centralized exchanges is the market makers that are typically there. So it ensures that there's always enough trading and volume available so that when you do swap a token, it doesn't nuke the price. Like, you know, if you're holding a giant bag of something, which is excellent. It's also how user-friendly everything is. Mm-hmm. Trying to teach my girlfriend or just a buddy on how to transfer some tokens from MetaMask or whatever, or Solana using your Phantom wallet, it's so complex. Mm-hmm. You need to have a product like this that is as easy as using, I don't know, like your banking, the stuff you're doing when you're trading stocks.
Yeah.
You know, basic, easy.
For sure. So like one of the first problems that Hyperliquid is trying to solve is just basically speed and reliability. So for Uniswap, for example, is on Ethereum. So Ethereum can be very slow and high gas fees. Hyperliquid has their own blockchain, which is purpose-built for this trading platform. So it's extremely fast with 0.2-second block time. It's able to handle 200,000 transactions per second. And then another good example would be like a Jupiter DEX or Radium on Solana. Well, that's fast, but guess what? Solana goes down all the time because Solana is used for so many other things other than just DeFi. So with Hyperliquid, they've solved this problem by utilizing their own blockchain, which is not only extremely fast and is able to handle hundreds of thousands of transactions per second, but is purpose-built for this platform. So in theory, it has less likelihood of going down.
That's right. So it's a decentralized exchange that also operates as a layer one. It has a full on-chain order book, which is relatively rare for a decentralized exchange. Typically, they rely on off-chain order book. So having it all on-chain is really unique, and it results in greater transparency and security. There's some really interesting stats that you can track on there, like the largest user deposits, largest liquidations by users. So you can actually see their wallet, and it's all neatly organized for you. And you can find that on stats.hyperliquid.xyz.
Yep.
They also have eliminated the gas fees with this layer one. So you're getting the decentralized exchange. You're getting the user interoperability, the user experience of a centralized exchange. But you know, when you're on Uniswap and sometimes there's all these users who are making trades and it's like $50 gas fee. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm not making this trade. They're eliminating those gas fees. So it's really cool to actually have that on top of 50x leverage, one-click trading, low latency. So they have this like geographically co-located clients. And that is really important because when you're dealing with large amounts of money, if the price spikes even a fraction of a penny, that is a lot to somebody who's doing maybe $1 billion in in volume. And that, so having that, I think like the low latency is also really imperative.
Yes, I think what you're going to see as this crypto bull run moves forward in 2025, like we think it will continue to do, is, you know, crypto trading, DeFi is really going to come back into favor. And when you see a lot of new people being onboarded into crypto, you get onboarded, if you don't know anything about crypto, your first onboarding is going to be through Coinbase, centralized exchange. But then for a lot of people, they want more. And they're going to want to move to the best decentralized exchange that's going to allow them to still leverage trade, but offers maybe some more advanced features, some better charting, some leverage, also access to different tokens. And I think if Hyperliquid is able to fill that gap, then the potential there is to be maybe like a top 10 token. What I don't like is how it already has such a large valuation. And you know that there's a lot of insiders that got in early on this thing that are probably up like 1,000x.
Yeah.
So that is always something to look at. But when you look at the Hype token, so now we've established, look, they have a really sleek looking trading platform that I think can be very successful. But when it comes to this show, you're always looking for good investment opportunities, right? So the Hype token itself, okay, what is the utility of the Hype token? Yes, governance, of course. But a reason to hold the token is for fee discounts. So if you're actually going to use the platform a lot, if you're a power user, you're going to save on fees by holding the Hype token. There's liquidity incentives. So if you provide the Hype liquidity, there's staking. And from what we've seen so far, a lot of these early insiders and people that are using the Hyperliquid platform, these guys have long-term conviction in the platform. 50% of Hype tokens are currently staked. That's a lot of tokens in the circulation that are a lot of tokens that are locked up, staked. And anytime you see a project with that amount of conviction, there's something going on here.
Absolutely. If you go to stats.hyperliquid.xyz, you can look at the stats from July of 2023 to present. $2 billion in cumulative inflow. This is where the DGens are fucking idiots. $17 billion in cumulative liquidations.
Yeah, I gotta love it.
Traders are at a negative $56 million in cumulative profit and loss. So congrats, traders. You guys are killing it. 1 to 3K daily new users being onboarded and 34 billion cumulative trades so far. So the metrics are pointing to an upward trajectory. And I tried to understand like how were they able to do this. So that anybody can create a referral code. So we should probably create one.
Yeah.
So you can create a referral code, and after you've done that, $10,000 in volume, you receive 10% of the referred user's fees. So they have this really great organic way of
Ponzi.
Everyone can start referring to get people in there. So it's really cool. They have a points program that began in November 2023, and 1 million points were distributed weekly to users for over 6 months. So I think this point system has also, because it was over a six-month period, it's also rewarded individuals who contribute to the protocol's overall success as well. So you have anybody who can create these links. You have the point system, which has encouraged people to help build for over a six-month period. The other thing that I noticed is, how did the Hyperliquid token, there was this giant airdrop that occurred. So in November 2024, Hyperliquid conducted a significant airdrop of its native token, distributing Hype to nearly 100,000 eligible users. And this was huge. The average allocation was around $45,000.
Right.
100,000 people got $45,000. So think about the networking effect and how people are like, the amount of eyes that brought people to this platform, and hence why you're seeing the volume and the numbers that we just alluded to.
Yeah. Like, one of the killer features for Hyperliquid, and it's a really interesting feature, but I think potentially like it's too complicated to explain to any sort of person that's new to crypto. It's the fact, it's where they've blended the centralized exchange and the decentralized exchange, is the fact that their order books for buying and selling are on chain, but you don't actually have to own the assets. So with a decentralized exchange, you have to own all of your assets. It's in your MetaMask or whatever, your Phantom wallet. But with a centralized exchange, the order book is not on chain. Centralized exchanges, you can't really track what's going on behind the scenes of a centralized exchange. It's not on chain. There's an element of mystery there. That's why they're always like, oh, centralized exchanges, they're spoofing the books, they're liquidating people here, blah, blah, blah. Whereas Hyperliquid, they have on-chain order books, but you don't necessarily need to own the assets. That is one of their unique selling points, which I think if you're like, if you're a real crypto degen, you understand how that works. But if you're a normie, you don't really don't understand how that works. All you really know is like, oh, this platform's sleek, this platform's easy to use. And I think that's what they're going to need to focus on to get the new people. But maybe it is focused on crypto degens, but will it really, will it be able to reach a top 10 market cap being just focused on that? I think maybe they really, they still do need to onboard the noobs. And what I think they're, the way that I think the path for success that I see for Hyperliquid is just getting, fleshing out the amount of tokens that are tradable on Hyperliquid, the actual platform itself. Right now, it's still, you're not going to get nearly as many tokens on Hyperliquid as you are on, you know, the unlimited amount of on MetaMask, Uniswap, Jupiter, right? But if they can start to add hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tokens and have this on-chain order book, but it's also sleek with leverage and no gas fees, then you're going to see a real advantage for Hyperliquid, and I think it can really take off. So it's a really interesting platform, and I think the fact that like 50% of tokens are staked, it's obviously got the crypto world abuzz. They're doing something cool.
Well, the other thing that they've also done to separate themselves to not only operate like a centralized exchange, but they're doing something that the centralized exchanges aren't doing. So typically, Binance will, if you, if a project wants a list on Binance, they need to give up X amount of tokens. So let's say everybody's like, Axendow, when are you guys going to hit a tier one exchange? It's like, do you really necessarily want them to list on a Binance, considering that they're going to have to give up, you know, maybe 5% of the supply to get listed? What do you think Binance does once they get that 5% supply? Why do you think 99% of projects that hit Binance look like rug pulls? It's because once they get listed for this crazy fee, they dump all the tokens that they received. So what Hyperliquid has done is they've created a fair, transparent, and accessible listings for all these different tokens. So anyone can bid in an auction to deploy a new crypto asset. So it's an auction process that occurs. So no team ever has to give up tokens to get listed.
Yeah, that's
so it's pretty unique that way.
That is pretty cool. And I feel like the fact that there is a very easy to understand link between the popularity of the platform and the price of the token, because there is so much utility in the Hype token. If you actually use it, you save on trading fees, you get better liquidity, exclusive features, premium trading tools, premium perks. So if anyone out there is going to be like, okay, I'm going to do all my crypto trading on Hyperliquid, they're going to buy and own and stake the Hype token. So there's a very easy link. It's like, you know, we talk about like with Block Asset and Block Bet. There is a link between the amount of revenue the casino makes and what they're doing buybacks, the price of the token. With Hyperliquid, there is now there is a link between the popularity. The more people that use Hyperliquid, the more people that are going to buy and stake the Hype token. So I like that. If the platform is more popular, the Hype token should go up. So I like the fact that the token isn't just like governance, you know?
No, no, I've experimented with the platform. It's sleek. It's easy to use. I understand the hype around it. You know, it's a nice platform, and they've done everything, in my opinion, they've done it quite right.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be successful. It's come in at the right time in the bull run. I think if they just keep adding more tokens and make themselves really easy to understand for noobs and degens alike, I think I can see a successful future for Hype. It is already sitting at a pretty high market cap.
Yeah, we're not saying to buy, we're not saying to sell. It's just like we wanted to cover it.
You're not going
to
see 100x probably, but if the crypto bull run continues to, you know, proliferate through 2025, I can see Hype being maybe like the most successful new trading platform in all of crypto.
Absolutely. Hey, look, if you guys want us to cover any other projects out there and do a deep dive into it, let us know in the comments. And then make sure you tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only. Thank you.